Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Hey, Richies. Just a heads up, today's episode contains discussions of domestic abuse, incest, and stalking. Please be advised.
Brooke, I think you'll agree with me here that few things are worse than being accused of something you didn't do.
God, 100%. Especially when, like, someone's just the loudest voice in the room, so everyone just believes it.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, nothing's more annoying.
Yep.
And, I mean, I know we've had our own personal experiences with this, but it's really hard when someone accuses you of doing something, like, truly awful that you didn't do. And it's got to be kind of what Ricky Martin is going through. His nephew accused him of incest, but he's constantly denied the claims.
Yeah, this is just wild. And now the court has Ricky's back. But, you know, this whole thing had to have been really difficult for Ricky and his entire family.
I mean, I know everybody has their own family dynamics that are troubling. Yeah. This just takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah, I think maybe let's hold off on a family reunion this year.
Yeah, and maybe the next 5 or 10 years, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, July 22nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. Give me that hot goss.
So, Richies, if you're human, you've probably experienced a little family drama at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But when singer Ricky Martin's nephew made an outrageous accusation against Ricky earlier this month, I feel like it was a wildly dramatic family affair, took family drama to a whole new level.
Taking it, putting it lightly. My God.
Yeah. So Ricky's nephew claimed that he had been in an incestuous relationship with Ricky for months and slapped him with a restraining order. Now he's changed his tune and the case has been dismissed.
Yeah. So the report was filed on July 1st in Puerto Rico, where Ricky and his family are living. And when the report was first filed, the identity of the accuser was not known. It was protected. But on July 13th, a news report from Spanish news website Marca identified Ricky's accuser as his 21-year-old nephew, Dennis Yadiel Sanchez. And Ricky's brother, Eric Martin, reportedly was the one who identified Dennis as the alleged victim.
Which is
So it's like the whole family's getting involved here.
Yeah, yeah. It really is a family affair. And of course, being Ricky's nephew, this introduces incest into the case. Now, for those who are not read up on Puerto Rican law, incest is a punishable crime in Puerto Rico. And if found guilty, Ricky could have faced up to 50 years in prison.
Which is understandable to me.
Yeah.
It should be a crime.
I don't know why it's not a punishable crime in every society in this world.
Yeah.
That's for a different day.
Yeah.
So in his report, Dennis, Ricky's nephew, claimed he'd been having an affair with Ricky for 7 months and said after the affair ended that Ricky had loitered near his house at least 3 times and that he was fearing for his safety. Hmm. Now, yesterday, Ricky was all prepared to testify in court to defend himself against these claims. But before that could happen, Dennis changed his tune, withdrew his allegations, and the case was completely dismissed.
Yeah, like this was the quickest celebrity case I think we've seen in a long time. Like this
truly
started and ended.
Yeah.
So fast.
I was like, wait, didn't we just see the news about this accusation? And then it's like, it's all over?
Yeah.
Not used to it.
So Ricky's lawyers talked to Page Six and said that Dennis confirmed he was satisfied with his legal representation and also confirmed to the court that his decision to dismiss the matter was his alone without any outside influence or pressure, which I feel like it's important to note because a lot of comments online are like, do you think he was paid off? Do you think, you know, he dropped it because of that? And like, of course, that's something people always go to. Mm-hmm. Ricky's legal team also said this was never anything more than a troubled individual making false allegations with absolutely nothing to substantiate them. And they also said they're happy to see Ricky move forward with his life and his career, which of course they are.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to move past this as fast as possible?
This is just like such a devastating accusation. Like you can't come back from something like this if it's true, if it's proven, you know?
I mean, even if it's not true, it's something that just ends up hanging over your head, I'm sure, which.
Yeah.
So, like we said, these claims were made earlier this month. And since the beginning, Ricky has adamantly denied them.
Yeah.
And on July 15th, his lawyers released a statement saying, Ricky Martin has, of course, never been and would never be involved in any kind of sexual or romantic relationship with his nephew. The idea is not only untrue, it is disgusting. But it's important to note, we hadn't actually heard directly from Ricky until yesterday. After the case was dismissed, he shared a video message and said why he hadn't spoken out until now. Mm-hmm. And in the video, it's an interesting video to listen to. Like, it just, I feel for him in this video.
Yeah.
He's speaking directly to the camera and he says, for 2 weeks, I was not allowed to defend myself because I was following procedure where the law obligated me not to talk until I was in front of the judge. Mm-hmm. And let me just say, like, nothing's worse than being accused of something and not being able to just clap back.
Right. Well, it's your first reaction is to protect yourself and defend yourself.
Exactly. Like, I mean, oh, God forbid I ever come in a situation where I have to listen to the law and wait until I'm in front of a judge to speak my side.
Ugh, yeah.
That's got to be so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But in his video, Ricky says he wants to start his healing process and expressed his relief that the case is dismissed now.
Yeah.
He said, thank God these claims were proven to be false, but I'm going to tell you the truth. It has been so painful and devastating for me, for my family, for my friends. I don't wish this upon anybody.
Yeah, he also called the claims nonsense, but he did make it really clear, and God, such a bigger person, that he doesn't have anger toward his nephew. Instead, he said, I wish him the best. I wish he finds help so he can start a new life. Mm. Ricky also thanked all of his friends and fans who have always believed him. And he said, you have no idea the strength that you gave me with every comment you wrote on social media. And then he ended his statement by wishing his fans love and light. Which, you know, I got to say something like this, it's terrifying because, like I said before, like someone says something first and they say they put it everywhere and it starts to spread.
Yeah.
And people just take it as the truth.
Yeah.
Without any evidence or anything. It's like, oh, we heard this. This is a headline. Oh, my gosh, let's all run with it. And so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, I feel like, the problem in general. I mean, so many of these things, you have the court of public opinion where it's like, we're taking whatever anybody says, mm-hmm. and we kind of all make our own decisions like, oh, this person's telling the truth, this person isn't.
Yeah.
And it's just got to be so hard mm-hmm. when you know your own truth and it's not what everyone else
yeah.
is believing.
Do you feel like the public is more likely to believe whatever statement they hear first? Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, that's interesting because I immediately go to Amber Heard and Johnny Depp because
sure.
she yeah. wrote the op-ed at first.
Right.
And everyone believed that.
Yep.
And then it did shift.
It did.
Public opinion absolutely shifted. So it's possible.
Yeah.
But it was over a long period of time.
Right. And I think that's something like, you know, I think we're all guilty of that. Like seeing something and being like, oh my God, this is crazy without
yeah.
taking into consideration other sides. And
well,
we got to do better.
I've always been a fan of the belief that there's three sides to every story.
Yeah.
Person A's, person B's, and the truth.
And the truth. Yeah.
Which is usually somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, for sure.
So obviously, this could not be easy for Ricky, and he just wants to put this nightmare behind him, understandably.
Yeah.
Now, like we mentioned, Ricky's legal team called his nephew a troubled individual. Mm-hmm. And in the statement that was released on July 15th, his lawyers claimed Dennis is struggling with deep mental health challenges. Mm. But they weren't the only ones to speak out about his nephew's issues. During a Facebook Live that same day, Ricky's brother, Eric, claimed that his nephew has mental problems.
Eric's really inserting himself into this story, huh?
I know. Talk about an A and B conversation he should see yeah, his way out of.
For sure. So in the video, Eric said his nephew is now estranged from the family. He also said that the family's been struggling to, you know, cope with Dennis's mental health and that he was tired of being quiet about Dennis. So Dennis apparently does have a lengthy criminal record in Puerto Rico, and he once threatened to kill a female coworker.
Oh, dear.
And Eric said that in spite of everything, he and his family still love their nephew. So it's, God, the whole situation's tough because I get it. Like,
yeah.
it's tough all around.
Yeah.
You want to be sensitive of somebody's mental health, but also
right.
you can't give them a pass if they're trying to ruin other people's lives.
I know. I mean, falsely claiming incest, threatening to kill somebody, like this.
It's not good.
These are serious problems.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like this is stuff that the family needs to
yeah.
help this nephew, like yeah. get him help that he needs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also a larger issue of mental health care.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, I don't know that necessarily going on Facebook Live is the way to
sure.
Address these.
That's very fair.
But yeah, 100%. I mean, so much of it does come down to the lack of mental health access.
Yeah.
You could do literally weeks and weeks of yeah. Rich and Daily episodes on that.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's at the root of a lot of the stories, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. It's just, I'm glad that there was justice.
Yeah.
So quickly in this case.
Yeah.
Like we said, like usually these celebrity cases, I mean, look at Britney Spears. That was,
oh my God.
I was just thinking about that. We covered her for a good 7 months, I feel like.
Maybe longer.
And that was after 13 years.
Yeah.
Of essentially back and forth legal stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Eric, you know, was probably like, I'm going to help my brother out.
Mm-hmm.
But agree, Facebook Live. One, Facebook's a dying platform. That's not the best choice.
I know, I was about to say, come on, Facebook?
Yeah. But I do hope that this is dismissed and it's good and it's not, and it's over.
Yeah, that this is the last we have to talk about.
Yes.
Ricky can go back to living La Vida Loca.
Amen.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Free Sound Sync.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer, and Liam Garrow is our senior editor.
Our sound engineers are Sam Ada and Victor Figueroa.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
Be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.